It's a NewsBuzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Well, for the next few minutes, come along with me as I step outside the studio on an outing I had yesterday to learn about a unique new type of community now under construction here in Iowa.
I'm on the construction site of Iowa's first co-housing community. It's called Prairie Hill, and it's located just west of the banks of the Iowa River in Iowa City on the south side, the southwest side of town. What is a co-housing community? That's what I'm here to find out. And joining me to give me a tour of sorts of this new community in the making, Del Holland, a member of the board of Iowa City Co-Housing LLC. Hi, Del.
Hello. I'm glad you could come out today.
Okay, so what we have right now is a road, the beginning of a road. Tell us what we have here.
Yeah, so actually the crew's been working for almost a month now, reshaping the hillside for our community, and they're just now putting in the gravel that the paved road will go in next week.
Okay, let's walk up here a little bit.
Sure.
There's some heavy equipment. We'll have to watch out for that. It's quite a ways away.
I think we'll stay out of its way, yeah.
Okay. So tell us, for most people listening, this term co-housing is a new one. What is a co-housing community?
Yeah, it is different, and it often gets confused with communes, which, and it's very different than that. This is not like the 60s communes. This is a very different thing. This is a place where people live together in community, but they also have privacy, and that's a real big distinction that I think makes co-housing appealing to a lot of people now.
Okay, so we're on, I don't know, is this four acres? How many is this?
Well, actually, there's a total of almost 8 acres of land here. The part that we're working on now, where the homes are going to be, is about 3.5 acres. The other part of it to the west is going to be gardens and orchards and stuff like that. So we're not on that part yet.
Okay, so describe what is being in the process of being built, due to be done sometime in the fall. The first community members moving in then?
Yes, that's the idea, is that there will be people moving in September. So what we got to do first is get a road in, and then the foundations will be started for those first buildings. One of them being the big, large community common house, which will be for all of us to use. And that's part of a very important part of the concept of co-housing, is having that common house where people can share resources and not everybody have to have their own whatever. So for instance, I'm a single person and I live in a fairly small home, and I've got a washer and dryer in the basement, and the washer gets used once a week and the dryer gets used 4 or 5 times a year. Well, that's not the best use of our resources. So the common house will have a laundry where any of the members in all 36 units will be able to use that laundry there. At the same time, they'll have laundry hookups in their unit. If they choose to have a washer and dryer in their own place, they can do that. So it's that balance that's we're working toward.
Okay, we're getting out of the way of that little bobcat that just scurried by us. Not the animal, the piece of equipment.
Right,
okay,
right.
So the common house, that is the focal point of this community. What happens there?
Well, so there'll be all kinds of things that go on there. I mean, I mentioned the laundry, but more importantly, most communities, co-housing communities, have community meals in the common house. You don't have to come to them, but a few times a week, some members of the community will cook meals for all the members that want to come. And it's a chance for people to get to sit down, have meals with their friends and neighbors, and not have to prepare it themselves. And that's an advantage both for people like me, a single person. I can fix a great big meal and have a lot of people come eat, or when I was younger and had all those kids and was working, and you know, it would be nice to just be able to come home and go to the common house and have a meal being prepared by my friends and neighbors.
Mm-hmm. So where did this idea come from?
Well, it was actually grew up in Denmark, and a few young American architect students went to Denmark, Katie McCammett and Chuck Durrett, and found this there and thought it was a wonderful concept, and have brought it back to the United States and been working with co-housing communities in the United States since the 60s, maybe the 70s, I guess, was when they first started bringing the ideas here. And the first one was built in California in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm. So what other types of people would this be an appealing lifestyle for?
Well, you know, it's kind of surprising, Ben, because I think people expect that this is going to be this community thing and you're going to be interacting with people all the time and you need to be an extrovert. And the reality is the studies show that people who live in co-housing are often introverts and they like the structure of the community that's provided here, both physically and with activities. So they can choose to be a part of it or not. And so that really helps them deal with their kind of natural inclination to withdraw a little bit from community.
If we would go back 100 years, of course, we would find much larger families and a much different society here in the Midwest and across the U.S. Is this type of housing a reflection of how our society and our families have changed?
Well, I think it's maybe a swing back toward those older times. There's two different parts of this. One, we've talked about this community of people, but the other thing we're really working hard on is to be sustainable environmentally. So this is an infill piece of property. These homes are going to be small, close together, super insulated, all electric, lots of photovoltaic panels, de-emphasis on car culture. We're right on a bus route, close to the trail, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. I guess one idea that crosses my mind, people, in their later years or whenever might want to have visitors on occasion, family visits. Ah. That's also why we like to have nice big houses with guest rooms. Are there accommodations if a family wants to have their in-laws come and visit?
Great question, Ben. Yes, in fact, that's accommodated in the common house. The common house has two guest rooms that are usable by any of the community members. So, for instance, I am a person who now lives in a three-bedroom house. I got one bedroom to sleep in and one bedroom for my computer and one bedroom for that occasional guest that you talk about. So that means I have to heat, clean, cool, take care of that bedroom. Whereas in co-housing here, living at Prairie Hill, I'll be able to have a smaller place, and for that occasional guest, they can stay in the common house.
So, Dell, I hope to come back in the fall.
Oh, great.
And
yes.
see what it will look like. You will have a unit here?
Well, yes, I definitely have a unit here. In fact, that's one of the things about co-housing is all the members of the group that are the development corporation that's building this are going to live here. I mean, we're building something that reflects our values.
Mm-hmm. What aspect of this or aspects of this are you most looking forward to when you move in the fall?
You know, the thing that attracted me to it first was the environmental stuff. You know, I'm planning to have a unit that will be net zero. So that'll mean it'll make as much electricity in the year as I use in a year. But as I've gotten more into it and learned more about the broader social aspects of co-housing, that part of it is real attractive too.
Okay, thank you very much, Dell Holland, member of the board of Iowa City Co-Housing. Thanks for this pre-tour.
That's right. We'll hope to put you up in the common house. We'll sit out and overlook the area here without all this machinery going around.
Okay, that is the fall of 2017. Thanks, Dell.
Thank you, Ben.